This show is brought to you by
6 years old, maybe productions.
Yo, crew members, what it be?
Hi there. It almost kind of sounded like Anthony for a second, right?
You fucked me up on that.
Hey there, how you doing? Hey girl, how you darn? It's good to be back. It's good to be back in here. It smells good. It smells fresh.
Okay. I'm just glad I don't have a stack of cans in here like I have been.
Nah, man.
I mean, it's been a minute since we were able to go ahead and give y'all a news episode. And we actually found some good articles. I found some pretty funny ones. I'm actually really excited to talk about.
Yeah, I've got one that I know we want to discuss a little bit because we always do every time these things come out. And I got a fun one for Switch, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's get it popping. So I'm going to start off with the Rockstar story that I have. So an ex-Rockstar developer explained why something that most people deemed was a myth, he explained why it actually happened. So in the Grand Theft Auto San Andreas game, there was a random glitch that would occasionally happen to where a small plane would just crash. Would just like just drop out the air.
I feel like I remember seeing clips of this.
I never dealt with it personally. I mean, and I put in a good amount of time on that game. But so they went ahead and said before creating the plane, the code looks for obstacles in its path. And then he also continues to say it scans a number of lines in the forward direction of the plane. These scans are slow, so I use them. I use the absolute minimum just to go ahead and just for the body, the wingtips, and stuff like that. And then this is why thin obstacles are sometimes not detected. So, and then he explained why some planes would lose some height. And he said that was because they were generated, but the initial speed may not have been generated enough lift. So it actually puts practical physics into it. It's just basically a delay.
GTA is always a step ahead, man.
At the same time, a step ahead.
I was about to say a step ahead and a step behind. So really, they just stand still, I guess.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, yo, I thought that was so funny.
That is funny.
Because, like I said, I don't even remember hearing about this. You said you caught a few videos. Clips.
You can find it on YouTube.
Oh, I will. I'll 100% pull it up. But, like, that's just hilarious to me. And then you actually get somebody who used to work there and used to actually work on the game. Like, yeah, this is what happened.
Yeah.
Just something in the code.
Yeah, dude, it's just, there's so many things that, I don't know, it's certainly not just Rockstar, but that are still embedded in the codes of certain games. Like, we talked about it on the, I want to say it was the controversial episode that we did. Isn't there something still built into the code for one of the GTA games to where you can see a scene that was supposed to be pulled from the game? I believe.
It might have been GTA 5. It might have been something with Trevor, I think.
No. It was an older one. It was an older game. I'll find it at the end when you're doing one of yours. I will find it, I promise, and I will come back to that. Until then, I'll just go to one of my articles.
Please.
So one that I have for the Switch that is pretty cool because I'd never actually heard of it before. So after 26 years stuck in Japan, Nintendo finally releases a forgotten SNES Mario Worldwide game on Switch.
What?
So a new selection of retro games hit the store earlier today, actually, when I recorded this. And while it's not the biggest group of names this time around, there's one notable addition in the form of a Mario game that had never previously been released outside of Japan.
Normally when they do that, I mean, they do that on purpose.
And that game is called Wrecking Crew 98. A late-era Super Famicom title that was originally released in 1998 through a Japanese service that let you print games onto rewritable cartridges. Yeah, it got a retail release later that year, but by then, Nintendo's worldwide branches had gone all in on the N64, and there wasn't much interest in bringing a new game to an effectively dead SNES platform.
So you're essentially burning. I mean, you're burning the games onto a way to play them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, since the original arcade NES releases, Wrecking Crew has cast Mario as a construction worker, giving him a hard hat and a big hammer that he can use to bust down walls as part of a demolition crew. It converted the formula to a Tetris-style competitive puzzle game,
ooh,
where panels you destroy cause obstacles to be sent over to your opponent's playfield.
Oh, dude, that actually sounds like fun.
Yep. It says, these days, the series is most notable for providing one of the most obscure references in the Super Mario Brothers movie, which I still haven't seen, but now I wonder for anyone who has seen it.
I've seen it.
Okay, well, do you know this?
Give me the line.
It literally... Let me click on...
Please click on...
It's actually in the trailer. It says the new Super Mario movie trailer is hiding a reference to a character barely seen for 28 years. In a hugely deep cut, Foreman Spike is review bombing the bros. The latest Super Mario Bros. Movie trailer opens the door to some truly deep Mario lore. Okay, so the trailer introduced Mario and Luigi's plumbing business, complete with an advert introducing a phone line and website, smbplumbing.com. In real life, that website offers a chance to see the trailer again, as well as some humorous career opportunities and testimonials to the brothers' work. Those testimonials feature someone who sounds suspiciously like Mrs. Bros. As well, it literally says that's what it says. As well as a customer who claims
isn't their last name Brothers.
Like, yeah. Isn't it Mario Mario and Luigi Mario? I'm pretty positive.
Oh, yeah, because they're the Mario brothers. Yeah.
So they're the Mario. It's Mario and Luigi. Yeah. However, there's a customer who claims the pair wrecked their house, which presumably is a plot point from the film. The final message, however, comes from a character that's only reared his head a few times over the past three decades. True Mario experts will be familiar with Foreman Spike, a character who first appeared in 1985's Wrecking Crew. Broadly understood to have been Mario and Luigi's boss, his varying designs draw from ideas that would come to be familiar with Wario and Waluigi. Apparently since that debut, however, he's only appeared half a dozen times, often in titles exclusive to Japan, and rarely is more than a blink and you'll miss it cameo. So that's actually pretty dope.
I like that.
But so now that game is now on the Switch if you have the SNES emulator.
I do.
As do I. So that's pretty dope. And to think if you didn't have... We would never get that game if it wasn't for the Switch. Because, again, the SNES has been out for so long.
And no way we would have gotten it.
They're not going to roll it out for the people who are illegally putting SNES emulators on their computers.
Right.
I mean, they'll just get the game illegally anyway. They'll just get the Japanese version. But, yeah, it's pretty dope. What you got next?
Right.
And while you're doing your next one, I'm going to find that damn GTA thing.
So let's stick with the media thing, okay? Now, we're going to go from the movies to TV. Everybody knows the new Fallout TV show just dropped. It actually dropped a day early, which nobody was expecting. I mean, because it was supposed to drop on the 11th. It dropped on the 10th. And, I mean, look, everything I'm hearing from the show is fantastic. And we will absolutely do some episodes on it when we sit down and actually watch it. Because, from what I've heard, it's been fantastic. And I definitely want to be a part of it. Now, we already know about how the show is being well-received. A game that I didn't even think people were still playing is now getting a next-gen update. So Fallout 4 is now going to be getting an update on April 25th, and that's going to be on the Series S and X and the PS5. So what we're going to get from this is going to be performance mode and quality mode settings, as well as stability improvements and fixes. This means the game will be playable up to 60 frames per second and with an increased resolution. Elsewhere, Fallout 4 on PS4 and Xbox One also will get a free update with stability improvements, login and quest fixes, Bethesda said in a blog post. And finally, PC will finally go ahead and get their own little support, little pick-me-up. And they are also going to be getting fixes in the creation kit and a variety of quest updates. So again, we're going to be getting all of this on April 25th is when all of those things are going to drop for everybody. So look, perfect time to do it. Like I said, I didn't even think people still played.
Me either. Now, I know there was a lot of people that jumped back to Fallout 4 when 76 was having these issues, but 76 has seemingly been fixed for so long now that I'm kind of shocked that, you know, that there's a lot of people playing 4. Well, especially because they've been rolling out so much new stuff for 76 too.
Yeah.
Like they just did the Atlantic City.
Yes, they did.
DLC, right?
I mean, I'm looking on Twitch right now just to kind of, because I was just curious at this point to see, you know what I mean, what actually, but yeah, Fallout 4 only has like 2,000 people fucking chilling on. You know what I mean? And that's pretty damn low when you look at what, you know what I mean, some of these like other big games are like bringing in. You know what I mean? Like, dude, Helldivers is bringing in almost 14,000 people. What?
And you're talking about Fallout 4.
Yeah.
That game's like a decade old at this point. Well, it's not a decade, but it's old.
I mean, yeah, but the cool thing is that, like we said, you know what I mean, with it being as old as it is, that's really cool that it's getting that facelift.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
In our next episode, we will absolutely have a what are we playing? I know you haven't been doing much. I mean, sick, or you've been, I mean, just doing the dad thing, and I get that. I have been...
Oh, no, I got some. We could do what are we playing.
Oh, okay.
I told you, I'm Gucci, bro. I got something.
So, I will be talking about Helldivers 2 when we do a what are we playing, because I've been running that game since it dropped on the PlayStation, and it has been nothing but fun. It has been so much fun being able to play a four-player game. Again, four-player co-op.
Yeah, not the three thing?
Not the three thing, like you get with Destiny and Anthem and, you know what I mean, all those other ones. Yeah, so...
What was Halo?
Halo's 4.
I was about to say, because they've always been 4. I'd be pretty pissed if the new Halo was like, yeah, we're going to do this 3 thing as well.
No. I'm pretty sure it's 4. I mean, look, I'm pretty sure they also do death matches for, like, 6v6.
Yeah.
So we got a brand new war bond called the Democratic Demolition. Or detonation, sorry. And it is just a whole bunch of explosive goodies. And when I tell you that, this is what I'm talking about, dude. You get some new weapons in here. One of the things we're getting with this new patch of Helldivers 2 is that we're getting some ship modules. Finally getting some more ship modules. The ship modules you have, they help the stratagems that you shoot down to help you. You know what I mean? Okay. They might give you more ammo, or they might give the stratagem more health. Because it's like turrets and stuff like that.
Okay.
I mean, you might get an extra bomb when it's doing its airstrikes going through. I mean, things like that. So you get superior packing methodology. You're going to get atmospheric monitoring. You will be able to get the XXL weapons bay, which means you just get more bombs for the Eagle and stuff like that. And then we'll also be getting blast absorption with a set of armor, which, that's for the sentries to take 50% less damage from explosives. That will be clutch. Because all the automatons are just fucking explosive. Because that's all we're fucking with right
now. Okay.
Automatons is, we had them beat and we thought we had them eradicated for 2 days.
We
had a final push for it. We had 24 hours to do the final push because you get like a major objective. It got done in 5. People weren't fucking around.
No. Seems
so like for 2 days, the automatons were gone, and everybody went over to the other side to start killing the bugs like Starship Trooper style. And then they came back with the fucking armada of a, like, insane. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, they came hitting hard.
Heavy artillery, huh?
Oh, God, yeah. So we need all of these things with, like, the explosion and being able to, like, debuff that type of stuff. You're also getting some new weapons. Like I was saying, you're getting a new pistol. That's basically like a grenade launcher. That's a pistol. You're getting a handful of new, assault rifles, which are really, really fun to use. Dude, the game is so much fun. It is stupid because of how easy it is. Cause it is just a simple thing. Handle this objective. That's a side objective. And then go kill everything around. You have 40 minutes to do it.
Okay.
After 40 minutes, You get only another 2 because the ship, your extraction will come down, wait for 2 minutes, bounce, whether you're on or not.
Sheesh.
I mean, at the same time, I mean, Helldivers are essentially clones. So I'll end it off on this article that I told Andy about, and I'm just going to read you the title of it, and then I'll go through it. Japanese police arrest 36-year-old man on suspicion of tampering with Pokemon Violet save data. Yeah, I am not joking. They arrested somebody who is 36 years old under suspicion of selling illegally modified Pokemon save data to customers online. And what he would do is that he would sell the tampered data anywhere from like $80 our money, you know what I mean, and up.
Can you imagine being in jail for this? And you're talking with the people out and they're like, which one are you for? Yeah, like, yeah, murder, theft, burglar, which one for? Pokemon, bro. What?
You over here sitting next to the motherfucker in Yakuza.
I feel like if you're in there for Pokemon, you got a PC up. You ain't gonna survive. You can't go Gen Pop when you're in there for catching them all, bro. You can't.
Yeah, so what he did was he would take custom orders for rare Pokemon and set them up for people and then sell it.
What a G move. It didn't work.
I mean,
hey man. Entrepreneurship, bro.
He also offered deals in which 6 Pokemon would be created for the equivalent of $30 in yen. So about 300 yen, I think, is, or 3,000 yen. But like the $80 thing, that's 13,000 yen.
Hey man.
Like, this shit
don't
is...
knock the hustle, baby.
And honestly, you know what I mean, that's the way I'm looking at it.
Oh my god.
Now
that
he
is
could
just
face
so
up to
funny.
5 years and a fine of about $32,000 like USD.
All
but
he probably
5
cares,
million yen.
All he cares about is probably like, I'm not just gonna, but as long as I can play Pokemon again though, right? Like, as long as you don't ban me off Pokemon, I'll take the 5 years,
oh,
whatever.
Dude, nah man, yo, Game Freak, they have to cut him. They have to cut him. No. You can't. Oh man, that is so fucking funny though. I was not expecting that to be the story when I saw that article. Title.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't have thought that either.
But now we can go to your story that you wanted to hold on to.
Yep, just to finish.
Share with the class.
Just to finish for the wow. Wow. So a couple weeks ago, the specs leaked for the PS5 Pro. Okay. And by all accounts, everyone seems to be reporting the same thing. So this one might actually be legit. It is 100% confirmed. Like, the PS4 Pro is it PS4 Pro. PS5 Pro is definitely a thing. And it looks like these leaks are right. I mean, this.
I just don't understand.
I mean, this right. You know why. You understand,
I mean,
why.
Look, capitalism. Yes, I get it. Yes. But.
It, and as long as people keep going for the money grab, I've been stupid for almost every PlayStation thus far, with the exception of the PS4 Pro. I had the PS3 Pro, I had the PS2 Pro, I believe, or the PS2 Slow, whatever one they came out with afterwards.
I was about to say PS2 Slow. That's what that shit sounds like.
No, I almost said PS2 Slim. So PS2 Slow, baby.
Yo.
Okay. But this is off IGN, man. So, you know, I trust it. Anyway. Specs for the unannounced PS5 Pro have leaked online, revealing the power of the console Sony reportedly plans to release during the fourth quarter of 2024. The headline improvements here are to the CPU, which is said to be identical to the standard PS5 CPU, but with a quote-unquote high CPU frequency mode, which amounts to a 10% increase, and the GPU, which enables faster rendering and higher quality ray tracing. The standard PS5 offers 10.28 teraflops. However, a direct PS5 to PS5 Pro comparison works out around 10.8 to around 16 or 17 for the new one. Of particular interest, the PS5 Pro is said to have an upscaling anti-aliasing solution called the PSSR, or the PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution Upscaling. That's a lot of beefy words.
Really?
Custom machine learning architecture and AI accelerator. Elsewhere, PS5 Pro has a detachable disk drive and a 1 terabyte of storage space.
People are putting way too much faith in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way too much faith.
Yeah. Ain't nobody seen the movies? Come on. It does seem it does seem likely that they are going to strategically release this console around the release of GTA 6. Because a lot is banking on GTA 6 being... And I get it, because GTA 5 was... Look at what it still does with GTA.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how long people wait for... Rockstar is one of them companies that they deliver.
Yeah. They,
you know what I mean?
Do.
Like, if you wait 4, 5, 6, 7 years, when you get the game, it's not like you're waiting for all this time and then you get a Cyberpunk
thing. They know what they do. They know they do it well. And they make sure they iron everything the fuck out.
They are so firmly
clean,
in their bag and yes. In their pocket. It's crazy. Like, when Red Dead Redemption rolled out, I'm like, oh, okay. So it's GTA in the West.
And that's pretty much what you got.
Right? And the game's fantastic.
Yes.
So they know what they're doing. So with how much they have riding on that, you know that they're probably going to release the console shortly before for the people that are going to play that brand new game with the best optimal graphics and all this and that.
And then you're
going to
find bundles.
I'm sure you're going to find bundles. I'm not going to be that dumb this time.
Oh, you're not going to go out and spend $600?
No. No, absolutely not. Not unless I can sell my PS5 for five. There's a sucker born every minute. If I can find the sucker that wants to buy my PS5 for $500, I'll do it. Other than that, nope. I'll just wait for the PS6, which I'm sure is coming at some point.
Matter of fact, if you're able to sell it for $500, not only will you go ahead and give that to him, I think we both should sign it.
I cracked a code if I can find a way to sell a however many year old PS5 for I paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah, from the fucking jump.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. But so we always do this. What do you think it's going to go for? It's bundle aside. Like, if you just get the system, what do you think it's going to go for?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking bundle. But with this, into which we're going, obviously you're going to get a DualSense controller.
Yep.
With the haptic and everything else.
And remember, you got the Pro attached to it. And I do believe, unless they're coming... I think
the Pro is going to mean more for the system and not for the controller.
And unless they're coming out with two extra systems, this... Either they're coming out with a Pro and a Pro Enhanced, or it's going to be called the PS5 Pro Enhanced, because I'm seeing that a lot.
You're seeing Pro Enhanced out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're coming out with two.
I mean, look, I'm not mad at that name. That name is fucking clean, too.
Yeah.
PS5 Pro Advanced, like...
Enhanced. Not advanced. Enhanced.
Damn. Okay. I'm sorry. That's even better.
I don't think anyone's going to use Advanced after Nintendo. They done got that Game Boy Advance.
They really did. They had that on lock. You ain't wrong.
But yeah, what do you think? I honestly, I think five. I think it goes for exactly what you paid for the OG.
I think they're going to scream. They're going to scream. You know what I mean? Like, about how much money they had to put into it. I think they're going to go close to six.
Okay. Like a 549 or something like that, or somewhere between
569. You know what I mean?
I'm glad, like, you at least went up, because I was like, there's no way it's gonna be less than five.
No,
can't see that.
We're not gonna get that anymore. We are not going to be able to get an actual true next gen console for under $500. You're not going to.
Yeah.
If the game prices keep on going up to where, I mean, eventually. I mean, double the time that we're at now, dude, the games are going to cost over $100.
I still remember when you could get a new 50.
Dude, I still remember when I used to be able to get games for 30.
And I'm talking about, like, AAA titles. Yeah. I'm not talking, you know, like an indie game or something like that. But yeah, I remember that. Now they're, what, 70 minimum now, right?
Yeah.
And that's generally for, like, the base game. If you have a game that has, like, a, you know, you get this, you can get the plus or the whatever. Yeah. And it's like, you're upwards of like $120 if you want the best of the best one.
And then that one's only limited, because only sometimes they're going to have an X amount of them.
Yeah. Y'all ain't getting me with that limited shit no more. Yeah, you got me with those limited edition Halo Master Chief helmets with Halo 3. You done got me with that. 300 bones they got from me. Uh-huh. And you know what's hilarious? Don't even know where the helmet is. Actually, no, I lied. I do know where it is.
I had to think for a second. You lost the helmet.
No, didn't lose it. Damn, I wonder if that thing's actually worth some money. Because if not, they lied. I'm a contact Bungie. They're not even Bungie no more. They're, what are they now? What did Halo go to once they left Bungie?
343?
Ah.
Is that what it is?
I think so. I think you're right. Let's make sure I'm right. Or you're right.
You're putting a lot of faith in my knowledge, and I don't think anybody. I'm just pointing that out.
Bungie currently managed and developed by 343. You know your stuff.
I know some stuff. Whether it's mine, I don't know, but I.
All right. Well, should we go into what am I playing or what?
Yeah, Andy, tell us what you're playing.
So. We didn't get to talk about it, but I did bring up that I started Lightyear Frontier. Actually, no, I didn't say it on here. I told you up in the living room. Because remember when we were talking about it, I said I was going to jump into that because to get myself back in the groove of playing, I just needed like a pick up and play that didn't require... still required a little bit more than I would have thought. Not a lot, though. Not a lot of figuring out, but it really actually is a lot of fun. So I'm basically feel like I'm colonizing a planet on my own right now because I'm doing it by myself. but you have it really does feel like Animal Crossing ish on another planet in a mech suit.
So it's like you have games that are very similar to this, like No Man's Sky kind of has this element, and like you said, Animal Crossing is one. It's essentially Fallout 4, but you know, I mean, take it planet wide.
Yeah, and dude, when it starts, it literally just drops you in. Like you have your opening scene, and then it drops you in this big ass mech suit, and it's just go do, basically.
So Stardew Valley. That's the other one.
Stardew Valley. Yep. So basically, I found a plot of land that looked ripe for the picking for me, and I started building. They have like a little first tutorial part to show you like how you build things and like what to build first. My only knock is because it always drives me nuts when games do this. I'm used to a lot more mobile games than I am in console games, but the wait time on some of the things that you have to build. You know what I mean? It's not hours or anything like that, but you find the material, and then there's a machine you can build, and then you can use this machine to build or get other resources you need. But like to get a certain, you know, say you're planting crops and you want to be able to plant more of them, you have to build the planter, you have to plant your crops, you have to, you know, wet them, all that. And then you can take those, put them in this machine to get like the juice from them, or basically make almost kind of like fertilizer, basically. Like one of these plants, and I'm assuming it gets crazier, like the harder the plant is to find or the more rare it is. But like this one plant, in order to get the juice or the whatever I needed to be able to do more, it was like I'd put it in the machine and it was like 5 minutes per one. And I was like, whoa. Now granted, you can just go off, do some shit.
I was about to say, I mean,
come back.
Yeah.
You can also, if you create yourself like a campsite and a tent and all that, you can just, as soon as you hit noon every day, you can go to sleep and advance it a day. So if I wanted to make like 50 of those things and I didn't feel like sitting there waiting, I could just put it in there because it'll put them all in the queue. You don't have to do it one at a time.
You can say I want
like 15 or 20 of these, and then just go sleep, wake up, and then grab them all. So you can do that.
Do you have to deal with any like wildlife?
There's wildlife. I haven't ran into anything that really tried to jack me up yet. I'm really only a few hours into it.
Okay.
I did a lot in that first day. There are these areas, there's different areas on the map that you can clean up. They have this like pink gunk basically that you have to clean up. And once you clear enough spots, it'll make that place habitable if you want. And it also helps you unlock different recipes. The more you do, the more you'll unlock recipes for more stuff that you can build at your place. But it's really calming. Like you don't have to be in your mech the whole time. Like you can get out of your mech and run around, but you need to be in your mech in order to bust down trees for wood and for stuff like that.
So it's a fully habitable island or planet.
Yeah. And you have four. So the first, I'm not really ruining anything. This is literally something you find out 5 minutes into the game. The very first thing you do when you find your mech, because your mech, like you crash land, and I think your mech busts up a little bit. So you have four, I think it's four main, they're not necessarily, well, I guess a couple of them are weapons, but pieces of equipment that you use. So you have it's basically a big ass vacuum that you can use to like, you mainly use it to suck up water. So you can suck up water and then you load it into this big ass water gun that you have. That's what you use to clean up a lot of the gunk, and that's also what you use to water your crops and stuff like that. So you use the vacuum, which you can also use as a weapon. You can suck things up, you use it for the water. You have this big ass like drill arm. Like that's what you'd use to drill into like rocks and trees and stuff like that. And then there's another one. I forget what it is because I haven't played it in a few days. I forget what the other one is. But yeah, they drop you in, and it's just, you know, colonize this place, make it your own, and see what happens. And it's fully multiplayer. Anyone can drop in and play with you. It's not like Animal Crossing where I've got my island, you've got yours.
So you could hit somebody up and be like, hey,
like, bro, I need some help building some stuff. You want to come and help me out?
Yeah, come through.
Like divide and conquer. You go get some shit, I'll get some shit, and we'll build.
So what? This is on what system was this on?
It's Game Pass.
Oh, it's on Game Pass. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, it's on Game Pass, and I just got to the point where I unlocked and built. It's basically it's a platform where I can hang my mech, and it has a computer, so I can now unlock missions to upgrade my mech. damage output, stuff like that. So
okay.
Now what I'm doing is I'm just going one by one. I'm like, okay, what do I need? I'm just going to beef this mech up and
make and it, then yeah, I'll, just make everything just move.
And then I'll go out.
That's some Thanos shit right there.
Yeah. It's kind of giving me what I hoped. That game that you and I played, Stranded Deep, which I think is a great concept. I think they just took it too far.
Where there's
if they just stripped away and had a little less to worry about, I think it would be a lot more successful. Because there's too much you have to worry about in that game.
I mean, actually,
I don't even think it's too much you have to worry about. I think the interface is a little messed up. You have to go through way too many clicks and dials and radial menus and this just to get to one thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And that, and especially when you're, you know, when you got to find Shade and you're running out of this and that, it's just, it's rough.
Lot.
This, I feel like, is a version of that because you're not worried about, like, oh God, if I don't do this, I'm going to die in an hour or something like that. But it gives me the, I'm by myself, I got to make this place to survive. But it's a little more user-friendly.
Okay.
Music's nice and relaxing, and it's been fun. It's been pick up and play. I just go and I build my place. I think so far I built myself like a storage locker, a couple different pieces of machinery machinery that will help me build future things that I need. I've got two little planters that I got for my crops. You do sometimes have like
ever lost crops?
Yeah. Yep. I have lost crops. So every now and again, there will be this like, it can be different things. Like I got attacked by, it was like a spore attack out of nowhere where like these pink spores were coming down and I had to like address them before, cause they can land on things and they'll fuck your crops up.
Oh wow.
And stuff like that. So like you, all that, those 5 minutes that you've been waiting, if you didn't go to sleep and you lose some of the crops, like, damn, dude, I sat here for 20 minutes and I lost them in 2 seconds. So that does happen. There's different like wildlife and stuff to like categorize and stuff like that. It's fun. It really is fun. It's just relaxing. Like if you don't want to have to worry too much about
democracy,
health, and yeah, I wouldn't tell anyone to not worry about democracy, but you know,
for Super Earth.
But yeah, if you just want to like, bro, straight up, weed PSA here. If you partake and you're just chilling, that is the game for you. straight up.
Hey, that's a nice thing coming up on 420 to hear about. We getting there, almost a week out. You didn't even know.
No, I didn't. Did we ever do we talked about doing a 420 episode here too?
Oh, absolutely, especially since
you get a little, both got our get medals. A little litty titty and talk some shit. My wife will have to. She can't. Kid, damn it.
Dude,
your wife would have to drive me home.
I'm about to say, yeah. My wife would be able to drive
me. I'm not that dude, though. It's like, yo, I'm going to go get fucked up with your husband. We're going to have a 420 episode and you drive me home at the end of the night on a Friday, at the end of a work week. I'm going to do that to your wife. I'm not that guy. I can't be that guy.
All right, fine. We'll call you an Uber.
I was about to say that, or I'll walk over. Let's call Tom Coffee. He drives for Uber and he lives right down the street. Well, he doesn't live right down the street, but he is right down the street usually.
Yeah, he's like two blocks off.
Yeah. Anyway.
Nice though, man. Yo, yeah. I'm glad, like you said, you're trying to find something to help you just ease yourself back into playing again because it's been a minute since you played something like intense.
It's my lube. I need a lubed entryway to get back into. You know what I'm saying? Like I needed a little tickle to get me started, you know what I'm saying? Basically what I needed.
See, at first,
you thought that was going in a way different direction.
Oh God, I have no. So, yeah. but I'm saying at first, I already had a thought for the name of the episode, so I was gonna go with the PS2 slow, because that was a funny little thing you said. But now we got this. Now we got shit. I can't remember what it is now.
I need a lubed entryway.
Yeah. So that's gonna be the name.
I mean, I tried to play. I picked something up. Oh, I think it was an indie game. I think it was Celeste. There's an indie game called Celeste, right?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Didn't work well for me.
I've tried Celeste. I've been fucking with, just kind of fucking with Indivisible. This is another game that's on Game Pass. it's kind of like a side scroller, Metroidvania type.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's a little bit 8-bit ish. You know what I mean? It's kind of like bit looking for the graphics, but it's not a bad game. I just haven't been down here to play much. I've been playing much more Helldivers 2. So we're gonna let Anthony take y'all out and go ahead and give y'all all that lovely information. So until next time, y'all, please stay safe, wash your hands, do what you gotta do to feel good and play them games. Get lubed up and play them games so that way you can really feel good. All right, Ant, clean it up.
Glorious. It's a glorious day today, and it's Saturday, and we're going to connect with CGC. You can find us at consolegamingcrew.com. You can find us at our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle, by the way, is @consolecrew. YouTube and Instagram are both consolegamingcrew. If you check us out, check out Boss Rush Network, which is bossrush.net. Great place. There's lots of things you can find there aside from us. Great people. By the way, Twitch should be returning at some point. It is CGC Podcast. We have co-op Mondays, and we're going to do something fancy for Fridays. I don't know yet, but that's where you can find us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.
This was a show from
Duck Shows Old Maybe a Duck.